Next, an explanation for one of the more annoying things that can happen to you in a bar.
I've got an email here from Rebecca in Wisconsin in the States, and she says, here in the States, when we're out at the bars and someone wants to be funny or annoying, they use the bottom of their beer bottle to tap the top of someone else's bottle, which makes the victim's beer fuzz up and overflow. Can you tell me the science behind this? Now, I have had this done to me, and it's very annoying, but I'm... Chris, any idea what that's about?
Well, it's similar to a question that we discussed not so long ago, Helen, isn't it? Where someone from Australia, I think, actually said, why is it when you go and get a can out of one of those can dispensers, and it seems to plummet to the bottom of this machine and you open it, it just goes psst, and it doesn't explode all over you.
Whereas, thank you very much, I'm glad it doesn't.
Exactly, but why is that? And you know, Dave and I were discussing it, and what we thought was, well, when the can falls, it tends to spin, and so it lands on its side with the liquid spinning in a circle inside the can rather than striking the top of the can. And because it's going round in a circle and the inside of the can is very smooth, what's probably likely to happen is that the fluid doesn't come into contact with any rough surfaces, so there's nowhere for the gas to nucleate or form tiny bubbles. So there's no way for it to actually form a big layer of foam, and therefore it doesn't want to explode.
I wonder if they figured that out first before they went and designed the machines, or was it just a happy coincidence that we aren't covering ourselves in fizzy drink every time we get to drink out of the
machine? Oh, they must have done, because it would have been a marketing disaster,
wouldn't it, if
you were to get covered in a can of whatever every time you bought one. But to go back to the bottle, I think what could be going on here, of course, once the bottle is open, there's no pressure inside. So the gas that's dissolved in the beer, the carbon dioxide that makes it fizzy and frothy and refreshing, if that wants to obviously come out, which is why you've got the little bubbles forming, if you smash the top of the bottle hard with another bottle, it makes a shockwave. And I think that shockwave is enough to start some nucleation, in other words, a formation of some tiny bubbles inside the drink. And once you've got one bubble formed, it forms a site for more to form on, so then the whole thing sort of feeds back on itself. And these beer bottles have a very narrow neck, so as soon as you make a little bit of foam, the foam very quickly blocks the neck, and then the whole thing has nowhere to expand, and so it just pushes everything out in a massive great volcano, if you like. I reckon that's what...
Okay.